Hushan Singh, 21st February 1985. The language of thoughts is also a most elevated language because the power of thought is the most elevated of all powers. It is the foundation of all powers. The language of thought is the language that travels the fastest of all. No matter how far away someone may be, this is one of the most important murlis Baba has ever spoken on silence power. That's why here it, each word is so important of this murli. Such words, such phrases, such a frame of that feeling is never before expressed anywhere in any of the murlis. So listen again. The language of the thoughts is also a most elevated language because the power of thought is the most elevated of all power. It is the foundation of all power. The language of thought is the language that travels the fastest of all, no matter how far away someone may be. Even if there is no instrument available yet, by using the language of thoughts you can send messages. To send messages by means of language of thought. Ultimately it is the language of thought which will be useful. When all the instruments of science have failed, then it will be this instrument of silence which you will use. The only thing is that line has to be kept clear. Practice keeping yourself constantly busy in thinking of one father. The knowledge that you have heard from that one and the service you do with that knowledge. The line will be kept clear with these elevated thoughts. Wasteful thoughts are disturbing. The more that you finish waste and the more that there is only one powerful thought, only powerful thought, the clearer the experience will be of the elevated language of thoughts. You are able to have an experience with the language of the lips, but the language of thoughts can give a greater experience. And instantaneously, the essence of 3 minutes of a lecture can be shared within a second by using the language of thoughts. There is the praise of Jivan Mukti in a second. By using the language you can give this experience. So Baba is talking in the year 85 and he's telling us that the language of thought is the most elevated language. It is the foundation of all powers. This is the language that travels the fastest of all. No matter how far away someone may be, you can give him message. So we have to learn a new language. Which is that language? Language of thoughts. To learn this language, to learn this language of silence, first of all you have to unlearn the language which you already know. What are the different languages you know? All those languages are created by human. There are about 3,000 or more than 4,000 languages in the world. They all are created by human beings. Baba is talking about the language of silence, language of thoughts. This is the universal language. Language of silence is not Greek, Latin, English, Hindi, no. Language of silence is universal. Unless and until we learn this language of silence or this language of thoughts, this progress in spiritual life is not possible. Without silence rather, you cannot progress spiritually at all in any way. So, to learn this language of silence is to become one with this universe. What language the rocks speak? What language the flowers speak? What language the birds, in which language birds are singing? What is the language of the sky? What is the language of the rain? Look at the entire nature. They are also speaking some language, but their language is so deep. And we don't understand that language. Even to understand their language, we have to understand the language of silence. To hear the soundless, to speak the speechless, to experience the voiceless. This is the essence of all religion. This is the essence of this Brahmin religion. When Baba comes from that abode of silence, whatever he speaks is so powerful because that is coming from that profound silence. So in order to even understand what he is speaking, our state of the mind, our language should be the same language as he speaks. He is not in hurry at all. Have you ever seen Baba speaking in hurry? ever? Anybody till now? Because somebody is telling him, Baba, please finish, time is getting up. So have you seen him making hurry? And let me finish the murli first of all, padapat, that I will later on I have to do the bhog ceremony, and later on I have to meet seniors and all that. He is never in hurry at all. What a deep silence. So if he is speaking something, that master of silence is speaking something. And if we think that we can understand, it's not possible. Just by reading these words, it's not possible to understand what he... Are we in the same state of the mind whilst reading this? He has spoken this so many years back, in 85. He has spoken this. But what a freshness they still carry. As if they, these, each word is a living word. Each word is a living word. Each word is the ultimate truth of life. The language of thoughts is also most elevated language, because the power of thought is the most elevated of all powers. It is the foundation of all powers. The language of thought is the language that travels the fastest of all. No matter how far away someone may be, even if there is no instrument available, yet by using the language of thought you can send messages. What profound teachings. If this is his teaching, and if you want to understand this teaching, we have to enter that sanctuary of silence. That sanctuary of deep silence. Stop this clutter. This constant clutter which is going on. This constant noise. And the step to that, step to enter into this arena of silence, is to first of all shut this mouth. The first step is to shut this mouth. Enough we have spoken. Enough is enough. Now experience the delicious silence. Taste this silence. This supreme silence. This sweet silence. Not stony, but sweet silence. And for in those moments of silence only, you feel Baba. Without that it's not possible. Just do an experiment. Try to remain silent from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. And you will realize that you have become very powerful. You have become very powerful. All of a sudden some new power has come. All of a sudden you realize that why I am wasting my energy in speaking. Even though that speaking might be anything, but the greatest power, the highest silence are fed. I remember long back when I was not in knowledge, I had gone into the spirit of silence for about 6 months. That was such a silence, unbroken silence. I did not speak at all with anybody for anything. That time I was not in this knowledge, but that was the period, that silence I did not think and plan. That was not my planned, pre-planned silence. It came upon me. And I went into that period of deep silence. And one experience I used to have, that was, what things are going to happen? I used to get a little touchings of those things. Though I was not knowing what is this. And even I was not very much a spiritual person who has entered the area of spirituality or attached to some spiritual institution, nothing like that. It was just a silence. And sudden silence. As if I was hijacked by that silence from this world. And in that silence, I remember once I had first interaction with religion. First interaction with spirituality. I was going by bicycle and suddenly I saw one Gita Pravachan was going on, spiritual discourse on Bhagavad Gita, and one female saint was there and she was delivering that discourse, and she was explaining on Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. I just sat there for 10 minutes and I came back, and I remember in that period of silence, whatever that she spoke, that was as if imprinted on my mind. And so deeply, I realized for the first time the creator of this universe is somebody. I realized for the first time, I remember I was standing on the door and it was raining, and I was remembering from where this rain is coming. For the first time, I never had such inquiry. From where this rain is coming? What are these clouds? What is this earth? What is this universe? Who I am? This inquiry. Because every day rain was coming otherwise, but never before I had that inquiry within myself, because that was the moments of silence. And in that moments of silence, that seed was sown. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. What is this Brahman? What is this world? Atato Bhakti Jignyasa. What is this Bhakti? Why people worship God? What is worship? What is God? Hundreds of questions assailed me. And I went into I started an unknown journey. So, that is the language of silence. I never heard the sound of the rain before, but I started hearing the sound of rain. I never heard the voices of those leaves before, but I started hearing their voices, as if they are conveying something, those clouds. So, this is the language of thoughts, this is the language of silence. And once you enter into that language of silence, you start hearing some new songs. Just now, for 1 minute we will sit like this and try to hear the voices of these birds. Wherever you are sitting, in whichever position, don't change the position, stay as you are. But close the eyes and for 1 minute, just focus on these voices, this chirping of the birds. Only these birds or whatever sounds you are hearing, close the eyes and try to hear this. So this hearing of the voices of nature takes you towards silence. This is one of the steps to go near nature. This nature, this chirping of the birds, this is so powerful. Once you try to hear this, try to hear the falling of those streams, water, air, whatever there is in nature, that focuses the mind, and then gradually the mind rises above this world. And your journey towards subtle world and journey towards soul world starts. So one thing is to get detached from the voices of this human beings and focus on the voices of nature, the sound of nature, the soundless sound, and then take your mind above this world. And there, when you reach the subtle world, try to hear what he is saying. What are his directions for me for today? What I have to do today? Take those, speak with that language of silence. Then you constantly remain busy thinking of one father, the knowledge that you have heard, and the service which you do with that knowledge. These are some of the things you have to do. But all in the state of silence. All in the state of deep inner silence. The moment we become extrovert, we lose the touch in that silence. Try to remain as much in solitude as possible. Try to remain as much introvert as possible. And try to remain as much silent as possible. Introversion, solitude and silence. These three are the nectar of spiritual life. These three are the golden means of achieving deeper experiences. And without these three, you can never dive deep into this ocean of knowledge also. So, learn this new language, learn this new grammar, learn the pronunciation of silence, learn what are the phrases and idioms of the language of silence. Learn this fresh language, the language of divinity, the language of serenity, the language of God. Yeah, you want to ask something? First, there are gross meanings. Solitude means to be alone. Nobody should be around you. That is one of the meaning of solitude. But when we utter the word solitude in Hindi, it becomes ekant. And Baba has another meaning to that word. That means, he says, getting lost or getting into the depth of one. Ek ke ant mein. getting to the depth of one, that is a separate meaning of solitude, but that is a deeper meaning. First we should have the superficial meaning or the surface meaning of that word. So first to seek the gross solitude, one. Then silence. Silence, two meanings again. First to remain calm or not to speak at all, that is silence. Second, the silence of the mind. Mind is constantly speaking. We are making signals and all that. So even that should come down. Means the speed of thought should reduce. And that happens whilst we are doing yoga, whilst we are practicing some self-respect. So that is third. And third, second, that is third is introversion. Introversion, antarmukta. Introversion means self-reflection, self-analysis, self-checking, to turn to within. To stop seeing the world, but to stop seeing oneself. What are my faults? What are my failings? What are my goals? What is my life? What are my sanskars? That is self-checking. To turn within and see ourselves as I am. Unbiased. Unprejudiced. So that is the three words. And as I say, these are the three golden avenues to reach that zenith of spirituality. Highest stage in spirituality. And without these three things, nobody can ever travel or experience God. Nobody can ever experience this language of solitude, this language of silence, this language of thoughts. Om Shanti.